Hi, this is Jen with crystalclearwithjen.com. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Today I want to talk about journaling. Seems like it's always a problem for people when they come to me and they're new and I recommend that they journal. They always say, oh my gosh, no, I know, I can't write my problems down. What if someone reads it? They're always fearful of talking about the negative things. And one of the funniest reactions that I get from people is, what if someone reads it? And, well, isn't that just dwelling on all the negative? No, it's not. When we have negative emotions in our body, we energetically carry that. And so a form of releasing that for us is going to journaling. The way I like to explain it to my clients is, you basically take everything that's heavy on your heart, mind, and soul, and you just kind of do this dump onto the paper. And some people say, well, I can't do that. What if someone reads it? I don't want anyone to see it. So I'm suggesting to you that if you feel drawn to journal, if you feel drawn that this is really something you want to do, I would highly recommend that you do it, but burn it. Like, if you're so worried about somebody reading what you wrote, burn it. The other thing is, the number one reason why I recommend that you journal is because you have to find some energetic release so that new energy can come in and you can find the creativity that you need to shift yourself. When you're stuck in this way of being very much depressed or confused or sort of lost in your own emotions, you tend to wallow in them for a long time until you let them go. And the only way that we can energetically shift emotions in our body is to either A, exercise and move our body around so that the energy will leave, or B, we need to release those emotions. Now, some things are deep and they're not going to take just one time of journaling to get them out, but one time of journaling is going to be such an immense release of the pressure for you, it will blow your mind. So if you are one of these people where you're so against the journaling, I will tell you that if you see the conversations in my group that I have with my existing clients and people that I've worked with for a long time, they will all share their lessons and their experience with how journaling changed their life. It changed my life. I just didn't have that outlet. You know, I didn't want to take all of my junk to someone and dump it on them. A therapist wasn't working for me because I needed more than what a therapist could provide. And honestly, I was soul searching. I didn't need medical healing. I needed spiritual healing. So if you feel like this resonates with you, if you feel deeply like, I just feel like I need something that I can't really describe, then you need to start journaling. And the first thing that you can journal about is everything that's upsetting you, everything that's emotional, everything you feel is negative, whatever baggage you're carrying around, whether it be from your relationship or your job or your kids, whatever lies heavily on your heart, I would say write a letter to your angels, your guides, God, the universe, and just dump it all out. If you feel like you don't want that in a on paper in writing for fear someone's going to see it, burn it. Put it in your kitchen sink and burn it, or take it outside and burn it. But getting that junk out of your system energetically frees you up to find the solutions, to have the creativity to recognize what other steps you need to take to heal yourself. Journaling is more than just writing or a diary. It is literally putting a pen to paper and letting your emotions and your mind and your soul come together in this very unique conversation where you speak what's truly on your heart. I have one journal that I just keep lists in. Very important lists, not grocery lists, but lists like the things I want. Tangible things, material things that I want, luxuries, I have another space that I keep a list of goals for the future, and another space where I have lists and goals for my kids. My husband and I have lists and goals for our marriage, our financial future. All of these things require energy. And if you aren't giving energy to them, they are not going to manifest. Which brings me to my next point, manifesting. Manifesting is basically setting an intention and making a wish with the universe and asking your angels, guides, and God to bring these items to you. And when you're carrying thick, heavy emotional baggage, you cannot find the energy to pull in what you need. You will continually pull in more negative as long as you're pulling in negative emotions. And if you sit with negative emotions and you carry them around, that is what you will be a magnet for. If you release them and you honor the process, and when I say honor the process, like you honoring the process, okay, I felt this way. I recognize it's not how I want to feel. Obviously, I need to make a change. I'm going to journal about this and release all of this. And then hopefully I'll get an answer delivered to me that makes things more clear. That's honoring the process. And I know when you're in a really shitty space, you're like, how can I honor something that's like complete crap or causing me so much unrest or, you know, sadness or dismay? Well, it's not really about that it's causing you this. It's that you choose to stay in that energetic vibration of despair. You have to recognize that healing yourself and moving on is necessary. So I hope you found this podcast useful about journaling and why I find it so amazing. And it's such an easy tool to help you shift your emotional health and your spiritual health. If you feel like you need some more help or guidance, or you want to talk to me about this, you can look me up in my group on Facebook, the Light Seekers Tribe. You can also find me at crystalclearwithjen@gmail.com. And I hope you stay tuned for my next podcast. I want to thank my loyal listeners. And also, I want to thank you, if this is your first time, tune in for my next episode.